Children's talk, please. Thanks.
The children want to come out the front? Any other children want to come out the front? We're not super scary. Only a little bit. For those of you that can see, we're probably going to be talking about something that's in front of us today. So often the new year is a time to start thinking about new things afresh and how, you know, what we've done in the last year and what we should do in the next year, and whether what we did in the last year was a great idea or not, and whether we should continue that in the new year or whether we should do something else, or all those sorts of things. So I'm going to talk a wee bit about a new thing that we had in this last year on the farm, and I'm going to talk a wee bit about how it relates to something in the Bible. So for those of you that have heard it before, we're going to talk about the parable of the sower, which is in Mark chapter 4. And I'm just going to talk a wee bit about it. So Jesus he was in a boat in the Galilee, and he pushed wee way out into the lake because there were too many people on the shore for him to be able to stand up and talk in front of. So it definitely wouldn't be like here where I can sit down in front of you and see him. He said, a farmer set out to sow his grain, and he walked across his fields, scattering the grain as he went. Some fell on the hard footpath, the birds swooped down and picked it all up. Some fell on thin soil, which covered a shelf of hard rock. The seed sprang up quickly there, but because it could not put down its deep roots, it soon withered and died in the hot sun. Some seeds fell among the thorns as the border of the field. As it grew, it was choked in the tough thorns. But some of the farmer's seed fell on rich, fertile soil. He had a good harvest from that seed. Then, with a little silence, Jesus said, if you have ears, use them. And it goes on to talk about how this is, a lot of this is when we're talking to our friends about Jesus and things. Some people will be more or less receptive to hearing it than others. And so yeah, we're going to talk about some barley that we sowed. We've got a lot of probably thin soil on rocks where we're farming, and we've got a few fertile flats. And we've got a new seeder for behind the Parahara this year, on new second hand one. And we had it set a wee bit shallow to start with, and it was a bit like talking about the birds, well, the soil that fell on the thin soil on the hard rock. And we sprinkled some seeds probably a bit too shallow on top, and they came up and they withered and they died. So we made the hard decision, I suppose, to re-sow, and that was for the adults amongst us, it was going to cost us a yield of about half a tonne to the hectare to re-sow, so it wasn't too hard a decision to make. We did it again, and we sowed it deeper this time, and then we rolled it afterwards, and still not amazing, but it's better than it would have been. So, but in comparison, we did have some nice soil that we did sow, and it was a wee bit light, but we got away with it. And so there's a big difference. So sometimes, we've got to, we're talking to our friends about Jesus. Sometimes the way we've done it may not be the best way, and sometimes shutting it off might be a better way, and just being a friend to them might be the best way, or sometimes talking and or giving it out to help us might be the best way. You've always just got to think about what you're doing and whether it's the right thing or not. Just like we realised what we're doing was wrong, and we've reset our drill, and we've done a different method, and we've changed our approach, which is been really good. So if you look here at this barley, this is just on the side for the seeds. You can see the seeds here starting to come out, and that'll be what will give us a harvest, which will be quite exciting when it happens. So just as you go into the new year, just think about what we've been doing for the last year and how we can do it better in the future, and whether what we've been doing is good or not. So we'll just pray. Thank you for the children. and the bigger children, and we just pray that as we reflect on the last year, as we hopefully have some time off at this time, we can sort of think about what we've done in our lives and think about how life is going, and just have a bit of a stop and think about what's good and what's bad, and where we need to make changes, and where we need to keep on doing the good things that we're already doing. I just pray that you would allow us to see what is the best path forward for the new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Peter, for that practical teaching.